A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Fins and dummy half. It's with the halfback, Williams. Williams goes himself, comes out the other side, gets it to Croker, bounces away from a would-be from De Goyf, puts a kick out wide, looking for Shander Earl, and Earl is in again. No!
Hello and welcome to the SC Playbook Podcast, the NRL Supercoach Round 6 edition, proudly brought to you by Pat and George from Mortgage Choice SCW. I'm your host, Tim Williams, here to reflect on one of the most mixed rounds of Supercoach I've seen in a long time, Black Friday. A bunch of key Supercoach players went down in that Roosters-Doggies game. Some people avoided the damage, some didn't. We're going to review that the rest of the weekend and, of course, look forward to NRL Supercoach Round 6. To do that with me, as always, is 2021's 91st placed finisher, the Supercoach Spy. What's the vest thing going on, mate?
The attire. The jacket. I was getting ready for my interview today.
What in the world are we interviewing you for, mate?
You know, going to the top of the Playbook League in front of Desi.
Oh,
is that not happening? Did I miss?
Spy has one good week and he gets chirpy.
I'll take it off.
He's ahead of me by 15 points. Dom Young, negative 15. Second lowest Supercoach score of all time. And a genius trade-in.
Desi, we sat here 2 weeks ago and we had a discussion. He was the most traded player of the week. We had a bit of a bet, an overs-unders. Was he going to get over or under 50 points against the Panthers? I said unders. He got about 28. Nothing could prepare owners for what unfolded with his send-off for negative 15 points against the Doggies in the wet. The second lowest Supercoach score of all time. Have you recovered mentally from that one, mate?
I would say yes. I mean,
somewhat.
I mean, yeah, Captain Kalen Ponga, so he, you know, sort of redeemed it.
It's good that was straight after, wasn't it?
Yeah, I didn't mentally have the most shocking week. I only fell about 1,000 spots, so I was like 4,000. So I'm still in the top 5,000, so I'm not going too bad. And, you know, I can just flick Dom Young to, you know, another gun.
Sitting,
all said and done, put it behind us.
You're sitting very nicely, Desi, and you've only used one boost?
Yeah, only one.
Good going that, Desi, for traditionally a bloke who goes very hard on trades early. It's a new approach this year, and it's working for you.
Well, it's not working yet. I'm aiming for top 1,000. You know, I told you boys, if I'd brought in Val Holmes instead of Dom Young, who's got a grand total of 15 points in 2 weeks... I would be in the top 800.
You'd be so where you want to be.
Yeah, I'd be where I want to be. But, you know, there's a long time left, as we'll get to. You know, don't give up hope. There's a lot of footy to be played.
I feel like so much has happened. When I go to look at the draw for the week, I'm like, it's round 6. I feel like it's been going for half a year, but that also means there's 21 rounds of footy left. You beauty.
And Spy, you tooted your own horn before, but you found some form.
Yeah, in the fair income department, I'm into 4,000, so I'm actually pretty stoked. Good spot to be. I did speak about pre-season. The boys are on a bit of a revenge tour this year, so into 4,000 early, bit of momentum, and that was my aim. I just want to get some momentum early and build off the back of that, so thus the fullback roulette. Brought in Drinky, scored 144 as skipper.
Ooh, yeah.
You ripper. It could have been absolutely magic, but Tommy Turbo did pretty bloody well. He was good. I did not see 100 against Penrith, but a couple of good bits of footy. And Manly, to their credit, very, very good. So, as Desi said, it's only early, but good to have a couple of good weeks.
Good week for the Cooma Stallions as well. 1,231 points, moving up into 7,600th overall. Very happy with the jump. A couple of really good weeks. So back where we want to be, heading in the right direction. And, yeah, squad's looking good. Very comfortable with things. So a little lesson out there for... You get so many questions sent out each week and people messaging me, you know, like I'm 50K or I'm 30K and it's round six. Am I done? Do I throw in the towel? I went up 50,000 places in 2 weeks with... I had decent weeks. They weren't anything ridiculous. Like there's been big ones out, certainly big ones out there. I didn't have top 1,000 rankings for the week or anything like that. It is not that hard this early in the season, Spy, to make moves.
Especially this year. It's the same. Like 1 week I'll come in and say, that was a moving week. I hope you got on it, but it's yet to happen. There's no crazy things happening where we've had a double ton and you missed him as skipper or you didn't own. Like there's pods going 150 and stuff, but there's nothing mad yet that's going to put you too far back except poor old... Wilson Carlos, the poor bugger. We could take a moment of silence for him in a minute. He's had a tough little campaign.
Poor old Wals. Well, Wals is one who I hope he's listening because Wals, if Wals is outside the top 1,000 after about 3 rounds, he's like, done, can't win it from here. This is ridiculous. Poor old Wals. He copped Dom Young on the weekend. He copped Tedesco. Nothing went right for the poor bugger.
There's like a list. You'd write a book on his first month of Supercoach, but...
It's depressing. It's depressing for him. And he knows so much about footy.
Oh, no,
he's such a good Super Coach.
What will be fun, though, boys, is Wals might go a bit mad and like freewheel, anything could happen.
Yeah.
It'd be fun.
Like the Desi of old.
Yeah.
He's going to take over the mantle.
Back when Desi was cool.
Also with us, boys, on today's show, a bloke who, if Wals is down and out, Matty the Waterboy is dead and buried. Not from a Supercoach perspective, from a Damien Cook got dropped by the Bunnies perspective. Matty.
I thought I was dead and buried after last weekend. Like after the result, I thought, oh, can't get any worse from here. Open team list Tuesday and they've dropped probably the second best player in the team. You know, Rabbitohs, like one of the true heroes of our team. I'm struggling to make it make sense, Timmy.
Nothing could have prepared us for Damien Cook of all players.
It doesn't make sense. Like Damien Cook dropped and Peter Mamazelis, who good luck to him. I mean, he's got a lot of raps on him, but he wasn't even in the 17 2 weeks ago. Like, how does that make sense? Havili was the starting hooker against the Roosters. He gets dropped the next week. Now he's back onto the bench. You know, David Wiley got dropped last week. He's back this. It's just, there's just musical chairs and nothing's changing. And unfortunately, it's... Look, if something's happened with a Damien Cook, then I'm happy to put my hands up.
We'll take it back.
But like seriously, that like the lack of respect for Damien Cook is outrageous. And unfortunately, a few years ago it started with getting rid of one club legend, Adam Reynolds, and now as seemingly things are wrapping up, dropping another I'm lost for words.
Few clubs out there who could use a crafty New South Wales origin incumbent number 9 in their team. Matty, your Supercoach side, mate, how are they tracking?
Look, not bad, not great. The last few weeks I've been just getting between that 1,000 and 1,100 each week. So I've been going like all right each week. I just haven't had that week yet.
Yeah.
So, you know, hopefully this week.
Coming good, mate. Coming good. Via random stats, guy, the lowest scores in Supercoach history. Dom Young, the second lowest of all time with negative 15 points. Nathan Brown last year against Manly, negative 18, is the lowest of all time. A few other noted ones on that list. Carl Lawton, negative 13 back in 2022. Trent, a lot of Manly actually going on here. Trent Hodkinson against the Doggies in 2018, negative 12. Herman Sasa, Will Kennedy, Daniel Fifita, Adam Blair, Phoenix Crossland last year, negative 8. Boys, the Unlimited League for SC Playbook. Shout out to Loves Meter Eaters, coached by Kyle, leading the way in 22nd overall. Also a shout out to Sav from Supercoach Experience, absolutely flying in 27th overall. Is Sav, so mate, finish that off. Top of our group. Keep up the good work.
Huge.
Going hard early, going well. Guys, the code to jump into that league is 743596. $1,000 of cold, hard cash up for money. The Beers and Break Evens League as well. If you're not in that one, The code is 339640, $6,000 up for grabs if you can claim that one. Win them both, $7,000. Guys, the SC Playbook subscription package is, of course, available again. Access to numerous premium articles on our website each and every round of the season. Gets you into our SC Playbook WhatsApp group. Gives you access to our late mail threads, our team news threads, head-to-head specific threads, our punters thread, our contributor-only one. I changed my trades again due to the weather on the weekend, was able to update them in there, and my captaincy plans, get you access to the full unlimited major group prize and more. So to do that, head to scplaybook.com.au and find the subscribe tab in the menu on site. I will touch on it earlier, but for those watching on YouTube, this nifty little number that I'm wearing tonight, bit of SC Playbook merchandise produced by Paddy and George from Mortgage Choice SCW. You can get your hands on some of these. We'll get to that a little bit later, though. On today's show, firstly, topic one. When does the focus change, boys, from pure cash generation to chasing the point? It's around about this time every year, and I know it's been creeping into my mind this week. Topic number two, what's our plan at fullback leading to Origin 1? Spy, can't wait for your thoughts on that because there'll be some ridiculous fullback rotation policy going on that won't work. Team list Tuesday, talking points, tons coming out of that as well. Curran getting dual, Schiller holds his spot, Talangi dropped, last week's most popular trade-in. Hot topics, is Sean Johnson a genuine alternative to Nicho Hynes and Nathan Cleary at halfback? We'll, of course, drop our round six trades and skippers, finishing up with a few listener questions. Boys, let's get into our first topic of the show, and it is talking about that shift. You know, early on in the year, it's all about creating squad value. And while I say that, you know, when I was sort of further down the rankings, Spy, we had this conversation last week, not that concerned if you're 30, 40K in the first 3-4 weeks. As long as you're generating cash and your squad's making money, you're building team value, doing all that. But the cash generation after a bleak start to the year, it's coming. And that focus has to shift at some point to going for points. And a great example of this week is James Schiller, who is coming into the round with quite a phenomenal negative 117 break-even. I wrote in my squad analysis piece today, he could go out in that game against the Titans on the weekend, get sin-binned 6 or 7 times, play about 8 minutes in the game, and he'd still make good cash. So, look, he's close enough to a must-have, but there's no one in my team that I wanted to drop, particularly in my CT dub, to get him in. So I was like, oh, job security questionable. How long is he there for? You know, he had 2 full 80-minute games last year on the wing for the Raiders. He scored 20 early 20s in both of them. But you just go, if this was 2 or 3 weeks later and I had all my cash, not all my cash, but a lot of my cash, I'd be more than happy to probably bypass him. But I think it's probably a little bit too early to do that. There's a lot incoming. Desi, I'll throw to you first, mate. Where do you sit on this at the moment? I will, of course, preface it by saying, as always, that every team is different. There'll be teams who their cash generation hasn't started that well and they need to make it. It's an absolute no-brainer. And more to just the James Schiller topic, when is this focus change from cash gen to points for you?
Well, I think over the first month, I probably prioritise cash. Probably about 75-25, maybe 80-20 towards cash over points. But, like, as an example, I brought in Olakuatu a week or two ago when I knew he wasn't going to make money, but he's just looking absolutely gun. Whereas I could have brought in someone like Kai Pierce-Paul instead and made an extra 80K, but Ola's outscored him by, you know, 100 points since then. So you always have to balance it. But the shift is coming very soon, if not this week, I think. If Schiller, you know, if Blaise Talangi wasn't dropped, then I don't think I could get Schiller. I think I'm just moving straight to points from here. In the top 5,000 already, you've just got to go for points. Whereas if you're a little bit further back, maybe 10 to 20,000th, then maybe you could focus a bit more on cash to really try and get all your guns in ASAP and then come, you know, in the next few weeks, overtake the likes of me and Spy, who have gone maybe more points-based, well, whilst also getting cash. But, you know, my team value is like 500,000 less than some people's already. But, you know, I'm just trying to balance it. But it's going to go to all our points in the next 2 weeks. Yep.
Content by with my cash donation so far. I did a boost last week and did a very points-based play in getting Valentine Holmes into my team. Sure, he made a bit of cash, but look, when you're paying that price for him, he's going to, especially as a centre, he's going to go up, he's going to come down. So it absolutely was not a cash-based play. I, after this Schiller trade that I'm looking at making, while you're never going to not go for a great cheapie that is on the horizon, like we look at Kale Iro, who's been named at the Sharks, if he scores well again this week, we could be looking at another triple-figure negative break-even next week. Again, really tough to say no to, but I like Desi. Because I'm happy with my cash gen so far, I'm getting very close. I think it'll be probably next week where I go hardcore into the points targeting.
Yeah, obviously general discussion, as you said, because it depends on your sides. But for me, I'm thinking this week and next, I'll probably cash in on the likes of Schiller, Kale Iro, those sort of fellas. Especially if I've got someone like maybe a Bostock who's potentially peaked. You could keep him, but you could go down to Iro and make like 400K or 350.
Bostock to Iro next week, all things going to plan, will be a very popular
That looks
trade.
Lovely, that sort of stuff. In terms of Schiller, though, regardless of any situation, I think you have to get him. And this is why. Firstly, he plays the Titans. So he's a great play option on your bench there early in the season. He's coming off. He's averaging 100 first two games outside Matty Timoko, and the Raiders just using the footy bloody well. I am finding his timing. This is actually a crazy comparison, but don't get upset, Matty. Just running onto the ball just last week, I was like, it reminded me of Alex Johnston a little bit. He was just timing.
Schiller's better than Alex Johnston.
No, I'll be quiet. His timing.
Huge spy.
I'll see myself out. Just the timing of his runs and depth was so good, and he's just hitting it at pace and just allowing him to make very easy line breaks. Like the timing and the sink there is really good, which makes me think against the Titans, if he knocks out another ton, he makes 185K plus in one game. And can score points.
It doesn't even matter if he doesn't play the next week.
That's enough. If you said, oh, would you trade in a bloke for 185, 200K? Absolutely. Yep. If he plays the next week and scores 60, he'll be over 300K made. So, like, I don't think you can pass that up.
Well, we often speak about as a very ballpark figure, but if we're making a trade around cash generation focus, you want to be making 100K for that trade.
At least that, Hundy.
At least.
One thing I'm a bit frustrated is Blaze Talangi. I literally sat here. I think I said it on the pod last week, but I just sensed that he might get dropped if they lost again. They'll go into Canberra. It's exactly what happened. And I probably should have just trusted myself a bit there and gone, I don't actually need him. I did boost for Blaze in the end. Obviously, he could have come out. His work rate's good, and he could have made a shit ton of cash. So there's that logic
still made,
there.
What, 70K?
70K.
So
and
only 30K underneath what you probably want.
Not horrible.
Yeah,
but
it's
yeah.
not horrible.
Hasn't panned out well,
considering
but...
Considering you can just flick him to Schiller, who's going to, make probably
go again.
If he scores 51, he's projected to make 142K.
Yeah.
Insanity. So... take that. But in answer to your question, I'm a bit with Desi and yourself. Next, probably after this week, I'll be starting to go, all right, Cleary will be back. I want Cleary back. I really want to see if I can get like a David Fifita in. That's going to be very difficult. But those sorts of plays that could be high-end points plays. Mm. If you're really struggling for cash and maybe you're new to the game, yeah, none of my guys make cash, then sure, bring all these guys in because you need to. And it'll reward you at the back end of the year and head-to-head and the like. So... points are coming soon, boys. I think points focus in the next couple of weeks, but yeah, happy to cash in this week while we are.
Well, as it stands, if I go Schiller this week, if it does play out, that Iro scores well for the Sharks this week and holds that spot, again, he's going to be nearly impossible to ignore. But while I said you're not going to go against a great cheapie when it emerges, but I'll nearly be all in on points, targeting points after those two trades. Iro next week, not this week, because he's not getting a price rise after this week. But
yeah. Just an average cheapie from these weeks moving forward. If so, hey, it could be a good cheapie, you won't be a look in. It'll be 150 plus sweet, like happy to do it, but otherwise.
Well, as you said, Spire, someone like Talangi last week, who there were job security concerns. If there's someone like that with job security concerns with a negative 70-odd break-even like he was last week, scoring questionable...
I won't bother.
The toughest, I'll just be like, I won't bother.
Yeah.
But any time a bloke comes to you, even with job security concerns like Schiller has with a negative three-figure break even, you're taking that.
Yep. In saying that, if, say, you get to a week or two from now and you've got to downgrade someone in order to get your Clearys for feeders, whoever it may be, that's fine because you bring in a guy who's playing rather than a Nuffy, but that's the exception.
Boys, fullbacks, a lot going on. This week, Kalyn Ponga is the number two most traded in player. Scott Drinkwater is the number seven most traded in player. Tom Trbojevic is the number nine most traded in player. A lot of people would be getting rid of James Tedesco after his concussion last week. There'd be some Latrell Mitchell owners out there still as well who'd be flipping him. Just want to have a general chat about leading into Origin 1, that first major bye week, which is round 13, and we'll start to produce some Origin focus and major bye period content on the SC Playbook website and on this podcast in coming weeks. But I just want to talk about your plans for your fullback slot leading into Origin. Spy, you know, you've chatted in recent weeks and in the past about playing fullback roulette and moving to the fullbacks with the best draws. Like, you know, you did that last week with Scott Drinkwater for the Titans matchup and it paid off, getting rid of Latrell Mitchell. With all these probably the trade-ins in, I'll throw to you, Desi, firstly, but who are your fullbacks at the moment and what are you planning on doing with that fullback spot leading into Origin? And when I say leading into Origin, when we get there and, you know, Turbo gets picked for Origin, you know, Drinky could be a Smokey for Origin. There's KP may or may not play Origin, Reece Walsh, ditto. We don't know. So up into that point, how are you toying and how are you playing with that spot?
I'm just going to keep Ponga and Turbo as my fullbacks right up until that point. And then I might flick in Pappenhausen over that period because I don't think he'll get a look in. I don't know. I'm not convinced. Drinkwater as well. If he doesn't get picked, I could just flick KP and Turbo to those guys for a couple of weeks, and then I'm happy to get KP and Turbo back in because I think they are the number two fullbacks.
Sounds a lot like fullback roulette over there, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, but I'm not playing it every week like you.
The house
always wins, Spy. When in roulette, that's why they offer it at casinos.
My fullback scored 405 points last week. I don't know how much I cleaned up on the house, but anyway.
Spy, what are you thinking?
even despite that success, I don't want to go too hard on roulette. Like, I know I'm pulling it out and saying do this, but as we mentioned earlier, I think maybe last week, I'd really like that later in the season. If you can keep a couple of trades up your sleeve, I don't mind a bit of a late season roulette. My only concern is, right, I think Drinky, and I might go check the stats, but since mid last year, he must be averaging like 90. Mm. He's killing it.
More.
Yeah, or more.
Potentially
100. So KP is locked in. I think he'll be over a million soon. Glad I got him back last week. He's just locked in until such time as maybe I sell him over Origin for a little period.
So
or
you
keep
admit
him.
It was madness to trade him out?
Definitely not. That's a whole nother discussion. You lost like at 90K.
And what now? What's he at?
He's now lost 3K on his starting price and he has a break 3K. Even of 33. And it cost you two trades, a Pelican.
Yeah, but he made 70K last week and I owned him. So I've actually made a short ton of money off him. Anyway. Reeled me in there. Where was I? KP in, locked in, best player in the game right now. He's found his rhythm again.
Your second slot on Drinky because...
Drinky?
Drinky has some decent games coming up, but as does after this week, Sir Thomas Trbojevic.
So that's my only concern.
Yeah.
My last bit of potential roulette, I don't really want to do it because I don't think Tommy's run... Well, actually it is. On paper, it's not amazing after the Titans match. It's okay. But it's at Four Pines, Suncorp and Suncorp. I'm like, oh man, that's four of the best running tracks in the world.
A bloke who just put a ton on Penrith.
You can't trade him out. Not when he's fit.
No, the question is, will I trade him back in? Because I've got Drinky.
Yeah.
And if you look at Drinky,
I would get him this week.
His run is outstanding.
After Penrith.
That's the only, and leading in, I don't mind it.
Parramatta Sharks.
Got 41 put on him at Canberra.
Yeah.
Sharkies, as we said, he's averaged like approximately 100 the last 12 months. I'm like, Drinky's my man. My only concern is that Titans match in next weekend. So it's like, do I just watch with a blindfold? Because it's two trades again, because I'll get Drinky back for Origin. I think I'm just going to have to watch that with a blindfold and hope Drinky can just turn up in his game, which he could well, which is kind of your thinking. you don't want me doing two trades just to get Tommy for one match. No, like, I want more than one match.
Especially when
you're
trading out Drinky, who could also get 140. Yeah,
Drinky's exactly. in, like, career best form. Yep.
So I'll keep in Drinky. Won't be watching Manly versus Titans, so if anyone wants to go to the library, let us know.
Boys, I've owned Ponga and Turbo from day dot, round one, and they won't be going anywhere up until Origin. I need to reassess it. So very happy with that one. For all the people out there that are selling, certainly Teddy, but Teddy or Luttrell this week, sounds like we're pretty unanimous. KP's your number one man. Get him in. Who would your second trade in this week be out of Drinky, Turbo, and look, I guess you wouldn't do Walsh, but holy moly, what a super pod Reece Walsh is. If he kicks goals with Adam Reynolds out, the Broncos, after one of the most difficult starts to the season, they finally get some easier games coming in. Walsh is another option there.
I don't know exact numbers, but speaking of fullback roulette, I could sell Drinky pre-Penrith to Walsh for $350,000.
Jeez.
Which is insane. I could basically add Walsh and Fifita off a mid-ranger, so keep that in mind. But the thing about Walsh, right, he's coming off a one or a two, so I'd much rather buy him in a couple of weeks when he's lost another 150K.
Yeah, but yet.
Around the points discussion, if you really like him, you could go now if you want. He's still reasonably cheap.
I actually think Pappenhausen, I know he's owned by, like, you know, more than all these guys. He's very high ownership. But I think people will sell him, and if I'm not wrong, I think Melbourne have the Bulldogs this week.
Yeah, who are depleted. They've named everyone.
He could absolutely slither them.
There's two matches.
Even without the goal kicking.
Slither them.
I like it.
He could.
He's a slither of 200 plus, or?
Well, not with goal kicking, but I think.
Like 150 or something.
Yeah, I think 150.
Yeah.
And then he's got depleted Roosters, Souths, Titans.
It's a hell of a run.
And, I mean, he probably won't get the goal kicking back. I mean, he's a very good kicker. But I think he just looks really dangerous.
But he could walk out at any time and take the tee. And then if you owned him.
Yeah.
That changes it, yeah.
I like Pappy as well this week. If you're looking for three weeks of action.
Involved. He's getting around the centres.
I thought
he's starting stuff.
He was a breakout from 100 again last week.
Break it down for the people out there.
Yep.
Black and white. I don't want arming and ari any fence sitting. You own Tedesco this week. You already own Ponga. Who are you bringing in?
It's out of Pappy and Turbo. I'm just pondering.
Yeah, it's a very tough one. Honestly,
I think I'd do Turbo based on the fact he's fit and healthy and the foregrounds he's playing at and the Titans from next week. I'd go to Turbo, but if you want to grab Pappy, not objecting here.
Yeah. I agree. I'm on Spy's side.
So you'd go Turbo, not against Pappy.
Yeah, not against him. I mean, Paps is so highly owned. That's the thing.
He wouldn't be that highly owned.
I think he's like more highly owned than Turbo and Ponga.
I'll check the Adam DeRussi article in a minute. But the two matches that scare me in the next 2 weeks, Pappy.
29%, more than I thought.
Pappy versus the Dogs and, Turbo next week.
I would go Tom Trbojevic. I think Pappy outscores him this week against the Dogs and with Turbo against the Warriors. But the longer-term play, I'll let Tommy Turbo on my team. Boys, Team List Tuesday. Bloody hell. A lot came out of this one. Josh Curran, dual position to start off. Probably not overly Team List relevant, although it does become it. He has been named on the edge for the Doggies. He was named there last week. He was a late change to fullback. I'm not convinced he'll start on the edge. Regardless, he's got his jewel. It adds so much joy to this. Shout out to Guru's finally done something of benefit to everyone out there, and his campaign to get jewel for Josh Curran. It has prevailed. Thank you, Roo. 519K, 42 break even. Look, the Doggies have this tough matchup against the Storm this week down in Melbourne. Then they have a bye in a couple of weeks' time, so I don't think you necessarily have to rush to get him in. He's averaging 59-60. He's doing okay as a back rower, but to be able to plug him in at front row, it just changes everything, doesn't it, Spy?
This works out so well for me because I've had Cotter sitting there since round one who's doing a job, but I didn't really want him as such. Mm. So I can flick Joshie Curran up to the front row and pick my own back rower, which is brilliant.
So much better, isn't it?
Makes me bloody happy.
As mentioned, James Schiller, next 117 break, even holds his spot on the wing for the Raiders. No Jordan Rapana there. Albert Hoppawattie still a week away. Chevy Stewart debuts at fullback for the Raiders. Joey Manu at fullback for the Roosters. We'll get to him a little bit later in Hot Topics. Connor Watson at 5'8", with Teddy Young and Sammy Walk all out. Joe Chen named 18th man for the Storm. Please, Joe, get in there, play a game of football, get some cash, and we'll move you on. Killing us. Played Q Cup on the weekend. So
it'd be handy if you come in.
At the Doggies. I'm reluctant to speak too much about the Doggies because they had half the team go down injured last week with seemingly short to mid-term injuries. And they've named Connor Tracy, Max King, Chris Patolo, Viliami Kikau, all who were meant to be out for extended periods. Make of that what you will. Stephen Crichton named at fullback due to the fact that Blake Taff is out with concussion.
Can you tell everyone what your note says on the Dogs, please?
Dogs WTF. I was like, what do you... I don't know. Like, surely all these players aren't playing.
We'll find out.
They have broken hands.
Yeah.
There's no way King's playing if the reports are true that he did break his hand. I mean, we're going to have to ask Adam Dorisi, our resident Bulldog.
We do need to find out.
Ads, what do you got for us, mate? Reece Walsh returns at fullback for the Broncos. As we mentioned, if he kicks goals ahead of Katoni Stagg with Adam Reynolds out, by G, with a nice draw to calm. He's a super pod if I've ever seen one. Xavier Willison returns after missing last week due to a head knock. Negative break even, I believe. 265K off the bench there, an option if you need a front rower. Tommy Flegler, AC joint injury. He's been named for the Dolphins despite, you know, he's certainly under that injury cloud still. So a big one there because a lot of people will need a second, especially a decent front rower this week. Keep an eye on Tommy Flegler there. Herbie Farnworth out also with an AC joint injury for about 1 to 2 months. So a shame for Herbie there. At the Warriors, Dallin Watene-Zelezniak back on the right wing for the Warriors. Superpod, RTS back to centre. Reuben Garrick is out for the Manly Seagulls. Ben Trbojevic has been named at centre. Burbo played centre there last week when Garrick got injured, got his 80 minutes in, scored relatively well. Desi, do you still own Burbo?
I do, yeah.
What do you make of this firstly? What are you doing with Benny Trbojevic?
I'm actually mad that I didn't sell him. I should have sold him last week. I told everyone I was going to sell him. Instead, I sold... his name, the Raiders bloke,
Smithies.
Smithies.
Oh,
I brought in Smithies after he scored 50 and a couple of 50s. Then he went a couple of 40s, and I was like, you know, he's not doing much. And then he came out and scored, you know, 70 and 80 minutes.
Yeah.
Be careful, mate. You gotta if you want to stay in touch with me, you're better than that.
Nah. Morgan Smithies had an offload on the weekend. Yeah. I nearly fell off my chair. Yeah.
I remember Blocker said in commentary, this man offloads, he's got an offload.
He loves an offload.
I went through the stats and I was like, he hasn't had an offload in the first four games.
I don't think he's offloaded.
Did
you have a sip? I don't think he's offloaded in his career.
Yeah. Well, he had one on the weekend.
I know.
Unbelievable, but yeah.
But it paid out. I mean, it didn't turn it right with Smithies, but Burbo scored mid-40s, I think. Now
is he, he's at, has he been placed, named on centre?
He's been named at centre.
Named at centre. I mean, yeah, there's attacking stats there to be hard.
8 minutes, you know he'll do a bit of work. So yeah.
Happy days, break even of 12. So I was reluctant to sell him last week. I didn't. I held on to him. I just thought there's more to get out of this bloke with his dual position. Bit of attacking upside in a good team. So happy with how that one has played out. Moving on to probably the biggest one from team list. Boys, Blaze Talangi. Dropped from the Parramatta Eels in place of Dejan Arce. I actually love this from an NRL point of view because Dejan Arce came in last year, partnered Dill Brown when Mitch Moses was out.
Absolutely gone.
And Arce was terrific. I don't know what's going on there. Anyway, Talangi out. What are you doing with him, Dez?
I see it as a blessing in disguise. It's just a way to get Schiller in. So, you know, people who brought in Talangi last week, get the 70K. Bring in Schiller this week, get the 130K. And you've used two trades for your 200K.
250K after he's done, brother.
250K, yeah, that's
it. Spy, as Desi said, he made 70K last week. It hasn't planned out as we anticipated. Not stunning that he's been dropped, but break even of 5, temptation to hold to get back in the team for another good cash rise, or you have to cut ties?
If Schiller wasn't there, I'd definitely hold him.
Yeah.
He could play over Origin. He's bloody busy. I like, he's got a lot of potential as a player. Even on the weekend when he had he missed like 8 tackles, didn't play overly well, didn't touch much. He still scored 30.
Yeah. So he's got tackle busting ability, offloading.
He's got super coach points in him. But in saying that, down to Schiller, that's, I'm a bit like you boys, that's my only real option. Absolute no-brainer.
On the same, boys, we'll talk about him now, but I was actually relieved in a weird way to see that happen because, of course, the masses bought him in last week. Anyone who dodged and they only missed 70K, they'll be laughing at that one. I'd be happy to hold, but I had no one really to move down to him. It was going to have to like potentially be a Dill Brown for a 1 week play. That was with an eye forward to Nathan Cleary next week as well. But if I was going to get Schiller, it was probably going to have to be Taylan May. And I know he's on the bye this week. I do not want to sell Taylan May. I know I said this last week. He came out against Manly. He dudded again, only 38 points with a really good 32 in base. But, boys, after this week, Nathan Cleary back in the team. Tigers, Cowboys, Bunnies, Bulldogs. You've got left centre who bust tackles, who offloads, who has a good work rate and good base. 414K for the best team in the NRL. I'm just...
Second best
in the NRL.
You got Warriors on top?
Oh. 414K, yeah, I just... While the trade, you know, in some senses... in some departments, it makes sense. I could just see myself trading him and regretting it straight away. I'm so happy to play him for the next month after this buy at CT Dubs buy.
I'll be honest, I was, prior to the Blaze news, I was probably happy to get rid of him. I shouldn't say happy to get rid of him, but he was my option. I was happy to do it. And then obviously reassess whether he comes back in later or another centre. But the fact Blaze isn't playing, it's nice to know that Taylan will stay around. Very good run coming up. Probably hadn't checked that run yet. It's a very good run coming.
Oh, I love it. So, Spy, just pre-show in the green room, we had a bit of a chat about Taylan May and the fact that we were looking at potentially selling him. I didn't want to. If he was my only ticket to Schiller, I would have had to bite the bullet, I think. But there was a bit of logic around this and a bit of a plan.
The original plan on May, yeah. Well, you can go May to Schiller. Basically, in one game or potentially two, he's going to be the same price as May. So you're basically buying Taylan May back for basement price. So, look, I would have probably done it if I had to.
I think I would have as well.
Yep, I'm not, no major qualms. But as I said, I hadn't actually looked at that draw yet. That's very good. So, yeah, and as you said, even those first couple of games this year, the World Cup Challenge and round one, he looked so likely. He nearly scored like four times. Has to be coming, doesn't it?
I actually think Jerome Luai's killing him on that left edge bit.
Yeah,
just like dummies and steps in fields, and just crabs across. Like, just doesn't create space on that left.
Hopefully,
Cleary
might sweep out the left and find him some more. Yeah. I did see him drop back underneath at one point on Saturday at Brookie and bust a couple. So maybe more of that. But he's so talented.
Yeah, and we'll start referring from now on to early or major buy round coverage. And the first of the major buy rounds is round 13, when half the competition are on that buy. So if you can get. You need to get players on the park. Less important for head-to-head players. A lot of head-to-head leagues out there and head-to-head focused players, your leagues will be set that you actually have a buy in that week. But for overall focused players, you're trying to get as many players on deck as you can. It's your top 13 scoring players. So you don't need 15, 16. Generally speaking, 11 or 12 is fine. But Taylan May plays round 13, that first major bye week. And look, I can see him averaging... certainly 50-plus minimum up until that point. So very happy to hold Taylan May. Boys, moving down the list, Tom Chester named at centre for the Cowboys ahead of Valamai and Vialia. That is for the injured Zach Labor. Poor bloke cannot take a trick. But Tommy Chester, he's moved 300K. One to keep an eye on in a red-hot attacking Cowboys outfit. Damien Cook dropped for Pete at Mamazelos. Bunny's on the bye next week. We've spoken about that one. Jai Gray comes in for Latrell Mitchell. Gray's a gun. I believe it's his NRL debut. Bottom dollar. Keep an eye on him in coming weeks. If he can kill it and potentially hold a spot and force Latrell into another one, just monitor it. Ty Munro back on the wing for the Bunnies. Kyle Iro at centre for the Sharks. Sifa Talakai moved to the bench. Britton Nicker back. Desi, I know you're an owner and a big fan of him. I've seen a lot of people bringing him in this week. You have to wait. He could be dropped by next week.
Yeah, he could be. You don't even know if he plays the full 80 with Delkai on the bench.
Anything could happen.
Yeah, anything could happen. But he looks a fair player. I was just mad that I didn't play him that first game when he came in and scored 97 or something like that. and I ended up playing Lusick instead, who scored about 20, left 70 points on the pine there. But yeah, he looks a hell of a player. I'd be surprised if he didn't keep the spot if he has another hell of a good game here.
Yep. Yeah, would not be going early on it though. Probably the most traded in player next week, but could also backfire very quickly. Kieran Foran named, despite being under an injury cloud as well. Good news for Dave Fifita. If Foles does in fact line up, just good on that left edge, really unlocks him. Guys, Paddy and George, Mortgage Choice SCW. I mentioned this beautiful, it's a bit of a cross between a jersey and a training shirt. Unreal light material. Big SC Playbook logo on the front of it. Jump onto our YouTube if you are listening via the audio and you can suss it out. It's an absolute ripper. Paddy and George have had these made up. What they're going to do is they're going to give them away to any of the clients who settle on a purchase or if they refinance this year via the SC Playbook podcast. So, guys, you might have already been in touch with them. You could be on your way to one of these absolute rippers of jerseys. So if you're looking to refinance, get into the housing market, consolidate your debts, get a car loan, reach out to Paddy and George. Usually, sticking $129, but when you mention SC Playbook, it is completely free of charge to do so. Flick them a message on Instagram at patandgeorge_SCW or just give them a call on 02-9521-1611. Doesn't matter where in Australia you are based. Quick update on Paddy's team before we moved on. He started the season at 113th overall. He had Dom Young, James Tedesco, and Ruben Carrick last week.
I'll be honest,
nothing's made me happier. So, he was getting really hyped up for his next appearance on the show, but it was sort of offset a little bit by being a diehard Manly fan, and they got the win over Penrith. So it's not all doom and gloom, but, he's lost a bit of his chirp, Paddy boy. So, boys, hot topics for today's show. The third most traded in player is Joey Manu at 698K. He's got a break-even of 39, plays the Knights on Thursday night. I was getting him into my team last week. The torrential rain in Sydney scared me off him on Friday. That dry track for the Cowboys against the Titans in Townsville really appealed to me for Val Holmes. I made the switch. Joey Manu at halftime was on about 16 or something. I'm thinking, yep, masterstroke. The other one that came into it was that he was going up against Stephen Crichton, one of the best defensive centres in the NRL. And then this week was going to be Bradman Best, another terrific defensive centre. Moved to fullback where he just turns into a super coach, Adonis. And he went on to score over 100 points. He'll play fullback this week with Tedesco out. Teddy probably back next week, but he also has a pretty big history of concussion, so maybe he gets 2 weeks there. Desi, what do we think of Joey Manu as a buy this week?
What do I think of Joey Manu? I think you boys know what I know. Like, what I think of Joey Manu over the years of this podcast, I think he's an...
I know what I think you know.
He's an absolute weapon of a player. I mean, yeah, I just love him. I can't believe I don't have him in my team right now, to be frank. Yeah, he's just been a gun. He's been a staple in the centre wing over the last few years. And then over that origin period, he always has a couple of games at fullback where he's a guaranteed ton almost every time he plays there. He scored 4 tries already this season?
Yeah.
Absolute monster. So tackle busting, offloading, everything. He's got the full arsenal.
Plays that round 13 as well, the first major bye week. The Roosters have the bye in round 14 following that. Keep in mind as well, guys, especially to those a little bit new to Supercoach, the 3 major buy-ins, round 13, round 16, round 19, only your top 12 scoring players count towards your overall total. If you can get 12 on field, you're doing very well. But also be very aware, round 14, round 17, round 20, the week after those Origin games, there's often a lot of restings on Origin players. And Spy, each and every year, they can often be the toughest weeks, can't they?
Oh, real tricky. So, yeah, if you're bringing blokes in purely for that, just have a little look. Joey Manu, boys, do I have a dilemma for you? This might shock you, what I'm going to ask you, but I've got a boost opportunity.
How many have you used?
3. Would you, in isolation, use your 4th boost to trade out Mr. Carraz from the Bulldogs, whose break-evens jumped out to 130. He's made 50K. He's scored 54 out of 5 games and a big score against the Titans. He's worth a lot of money. I can go straight to Joey Manu now and just lock him in for what would be the rest of the season.
Firstly, Was him scoring 50 in 4 out of 5 games, was that meant to be an upbeat comment, a glass half full or a glass half empty?
Ooh, it was more of a question for you guys. I was just laying out the facts.
Well, I own Kiraz.
Yeah. Yeah, what do you think?
Just before, because I wrote, and this is a good example of you as a happy-go-lucky sort of bloke, Spy, and you always look at the glass half full side of things. I had a quote in my analysis today on the Bulldogs in Jacob Kiraz. He only has one score over 50 points this season.
Is it one? Yeah. But he's within like 1 point the other four, surely.
Yeah. I'm going to read out some stats before you get into it, Desi. He's averaging 16.6 runs per game, 4.6 tackles per game, 1.8 offloads per game. In his 5 games this season, he has scored 1 try, has no try assist, has 1 line break and 1 line assist. And this is not a finger-pointing thing at all, but the concern with him was that as good as the base and the power is, just attacking opportunities can be limited in a side like the Dogs. Desi, what are you doing with him?
I'm holding him, for sure. I think he's a season-long keeper. The Dogs are not that bad. I mean, they're winning games. They're winning more games than they were last year. He's still got the exact same, pretty much, you know, runs per game, tackle breaks, offloads. They were there. That was the main appeal of Kiraz. It still is. He doesn't necessarily need heaps of attacking stats to still average 60 to 70 in the center wing. You throw in the odd game where he gets a hat trick and he goes 150.
Hey, you're not going to get the odd hat trick playing for the Bulldogs. I love him and I love ads.
He doesn't need hat tricks. He just needs a try.
Yeah, he just needs even one or two, and he's going
a try and he can ton up. That's the beauty of him.
Yeah, well, he got a try and went 120 the other week. So it's going to average out to, he's going to still have a very, very good Supercoach average. I'm totally content to hold him until he gets injured.
Here's my issue.
Got a bye in 2 weeks as well.
Got a bye in 2 weeks. Does play rounds 13, 14, 16 and 17, which are all key. My issue with Manu is, this is my issue, this week, brilliant. You want to own him, happy days. If he then flips back to right centre, which is highly likely, assuming Teddy's okay, he then has Melbourne, he then has the Anzac Day clash. Sure, Saints aren't always going that well, but it's Anzac Day. Then he has Brisbane and New Zealand the next 4 weeks. It's not easy. It's not easy. Sure, he'll go well. Of course he'll go well. It's Joey Manu, but it's not like you're targeting 5 games at fullback, in which case we'd all do it immediately. So,
granted, the Dogs towed him up last week and he wasn't scoring that well at centering the conditions, but a big part of the appeal last week was the lower break even, but also the Doggies matchup. So, for sure, Spy, like, it's a tough run to be back.
You can grab Manu in round 11 before that origin period still, and yes, you're foregoing this week, but I'm probably just happy to do that. Make some cash elsewhere and find a spot for him.
Were you saying you could boost to go Kiraz to him?
I could go straight to Manu now. Nah. Yeah, I could also forego Eli Katoa, which we'll get to later, for another week and just get Manu now for Kiraz. But I think I might be with Desi on that one. Whilst he's not dominating week to week, he knocks you out 45-50 nearly all the time. Last week was crazy conditions. Bit of attack should hopefully come. If it doesn't, he'll still get your 50s and average your 60, which is pretty good in the centres. So, yeah, I think I might be with you, mate, and hope they can keep improving.
Yeah, I don't have a knock on him. Sorry, I do have a bit of a knock on him, and it is that attacking upside for the Dogs. We're just seeing some of these CT dubs just go ballistic at the moment and, like, averaging 80-plus.
It can't keep up, though. It won't keep up. I think it will start
to
see.
10 for Val Holmes.
Yeah, Val Holmes is the exception, but the rest of them just will drop off eventually, and you'll get back down to everyone in the centre wings averaging 70. That's what the best players will average. It's not going to stay at 80 to 90.
Yeah,
it's going to steadily go down, and the halfback and 5/8 are steadily going to go up.
Yeah. No, I agree with you, mate.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great
great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Boys, number four, Roosters teammate Angus Crichton. The old boy is back, 414K, 24 break-even. He scored 83 points in 80 minutes on the weekend with a try assist for that man, Joey Manu. He had 35 tackles, 16 runs, a try assist. Desi, buy, avoid?
I think buy. I can't knock it.
This week?
Yeah. Don't see why not.
Spite?
Happy to wait a week. I would buy him, but you talk about points versus cash and all that. Happy to target Eli Katara instead this week versus the Dogs. Chase that. I mean, not that.
But if Angus Crichton stays on 80 minutes, he could easily outscore.
We know Eli Katara's playing 80. Angus, anything could happen come game day.
Well, I mean, it just depends if you want to pay 700K for Katoa or 400K for Angus.
Well, get Crichton next week. Who plays 80? There's no real concerns there. It'll be 440, though, but that's
fine.
I think
you're playing with fire going this week.
I think it's risky.
He's looked great, don't get me wrong.
They lost half the team last week. He might not have played 80.
Here's the reality of it. Lost half the team last week. Yep. Might not have played 80. He was picked in the New South Wales Cup for the first three, four games this year. He came back off the bench in round four, played 80 last week. He had an ordinary year last year. He's getting older. It's easy to fall in love with the fairy tale of what Angus Crichton was in the past, which was the best back rower in Supercoach in different years. So, look, I'm with you. I think he will be a very good buy next week. With a break-even of 24, the Roosters have so many back rowers.
Yeah, like it wouldn't shock me if he comes out and plays well, but plays 55 minutes. Then I go, well, I don't want him.
Yeah.
So I'm just happy to wait and just
boys,
see.
Boys, you know, Walsh has had a shocking start to the season, but he's called Angus Crichton. He said, he borderline said, like, he's not going to get any cheaper. Looks like a must-have. He's got to win one eventually, poor Walsh.
Poor Walsh is due.
He's due.
I don't know if I want to back him in just at the moment. Walsh's
final word article has won a hell of a lot. Walsh's team, unfortunately, is getting the duds.
I'm just happy to wait a week. Like, more than happy to buy him next week.
You can wait a week.
That's what I'm saying. Wait a week.
Yeah.
No way go early. Anyway, number five most trade in Sean Johnson, 691K. Back to goal kicking full time, 21 break even, scored 112 against the Bunnies. He's got Manly, the Dragons, and the Titans to come. Nathan Cleary, still out, well, got the bye this week, likely to come back and expected to come back from injury next week. The Panthers come back to a really nice draw. I read out before with Taylan May, starting with the Tigers, provided he plays that week. I mean, all in one question. Is SJ worth it over going that Cleary-Hines combination? Spy, I'll start with you.
No. If you've got, like me, own Hines, and you're bringing Cleary back next week or the week after, I'd love to own SJ, but I'm not doing it over Cleary. Definitely not.
Or Hines.
Yeah, or Hines.
Are you thinking Nathan Cleary next week?
I think so. Originally, I was touch and go on Hammies, but given it wasn't even really a tear. It was just a niggle. He wanted to sit out for 2 weeks. And he
could have almost played the week before.
Yeah, and he would have played this week, but they got the bye. I'm pretty happy to get him in. Yeah.
Desi?
Completely agree with Spy. Completely agree.
He's well in tune today.
Cleary and Hines, you know, they're the best two players at halfback. SJ's, you know, he's been in great form over the last year. Tunned up last week, obviously, but Cleary and Hines can just ton up every week.
Don't get me wrong. Nothing wrong with SJ. He's playing brilliant footy. I love him, but he has the floor of 30 and Cleary Hines have the ceiling of 200.
I don't entirely disagree. Yeah. Like, I'm Hines Cleary as well. But you also factor in that SJ is fit and firing. He's 160K cheaper than both of those blokes. I think more than for Nathan Cleary. He averaged 78 last year, and for large parts of the year, he was going toe-to-toe with him, particularly in the back end of the year. The Warriors, to me, look better than they were last year. With that run to come, like,
I need to double-check this run and what do they play during the day or what. So, Seagulls this week, that's not that easy.
Seagulls.
3 p.m.?
3 p.m. is good. Dragons. The week after, Dragons at 6. Hello. Week after, Titans at 2. Hello. So, it's a three-week play, then you get
I can see why you'd go a 3 week play into Cleary.
Yeah. I just, if you needed a halfback, I would have got him last week. That's the thing.
I know.
He's already got his first ton of it.
Yeah.
Still cheaper.
Yeah. Oh, he's every chance he has, bloody well.
Boys, question. We'll get to Eli Katoa later. We're going to get to this boy later, Desi, or do you want to touch on him now?
We can go for it.
Number 15th most traded in play this week, Stefano Utukumanu. $555,000. Break even of 28, averaging 62.5 against the Dolphins on the weekend. Inflated minutes due to injuries in that game, but still 66 minutes. He had 34 tackles, 2 offloads, 16 runs. He's had 17 tackle busts in his last 3 games. When I'm getting a front rower, I want some attacking upside, whether it's tackle busts, offloads, something like that. Not for me, Desi, because as it's panned out, I've now got Terrell May, Josh Curran, and Josh Kerr all going well in front row. Now that Curran's got his dual, so I'm happy, but he's gone good and he's caught your interest.
Yeah, he has. He has. I mean, I was almost tempted to go Max King straight to him because they're about the same price. But, you know, Max King has been named despite, you know, having a broken hand allegedly. So, it's going to be tricky. I do really want him because he's the player that we thought he was going to be a year or two ago when everyone jumped on him to start that season. And then he just didn't really get the minutes. He was getting 40 minutes. And now his minutes seem to be up to 55, 60. I think he could be, you know, the perfect player to have there until you can get, you know, Tarpany and Haas as your N2, obviously.
I'd buy him for sure if I was you. If we hear Max King's out, lock him in. He's a gun. He's an absolute gun.
The thing is, if Max King is out, I can flick Curran up and bring in David Fifita or Eli Katoa.
Nah, do those two instead. I'm similar situation. I've already got Curran, who I can flip up, and Terrell May. If I didn't, I actually had a look at how I get him in my side, Stefano, last night. I'm like, oh, I can't do it. I just think I've just watched him. He's also a really good try scorer, close to the line. Yeah. So I just think if you need a front row, get him in.
That simple.
That's it.
Yeah, I've just been burnt by him so many times in the past. We all have.
He's grown up. That's like that's the big difference.
Yeah. Boys, Sean Lane, number 7th most traded out player this week, 467K, break even 42, average of 47. I understand it's by, but he's still playing 80 minutes. I think he's offloaded once or twice this year or something. He's got 1 try and 1 line break. There's been no attacking stats. I'll be honest, he's not passing the eye test. He hasn't all year. I don't think he's looked very good. I don't think he's hitting the line that hard. But an 80-minute back rower with attacking upside at 467K in a side that's normally pretty good, give or take the weekend, I'm holding firm. I feel okay about it. I can see why people are doing it.
I'm thinking try time this week against the Cowboys. Mm. He has not passed the eye test. I actually spoke to Sam on the weekend and said, what's – because he was commentating the game. Parra Canberra, he's like, maybe they've just figured him out a little bit. But the other thing is he spent a lot of time last year injured, so maybe he just hasn't found his legs yet.
Yeah.
Attacking stats will have to come. He based 60-odd last week with 1 offload against the Tigers, so it's got it in him. Parra got belted on the weekend, so there's not much ball in play. Happy to hold. He's just so cheap.
Like the 47 average, it's not causing headaches. He's just not doing what we thought he was going to.
I'm just hoping it comes eventually. He doesn't have to average 75 like he did a few years ago. If you get to 60, you're laughing and then sort of reassess after. Yeah, underwhelming, absolutely.
Yeah. Boys, both Drury Hutchison owners?
I am.
I sold him.
You sold him?
Sold him.
Spy, number 9 most sold, Drew Hutchison, 427K, break even 45. What's your plan with him?
Ideally, I'd flick him straight to Cleary next week. Whether money will allow that, I'm not sure, boys, but I've just got bigger priorities at the moment than Hutch. He's not even playing for me this week. Back up 7. I can flick him back to the centres next week if needed. I'll be looking to sell him in the short term, no doubt. I just don't have big issues. And maybe he's got another big game in him in the interim as well.
He could come out and go 90 to 100 at any point.
He's running the ball a lot. Again, last week was just a mud fest, so wasn't expecting much. Let's see how he goes. But
Problem is Storm. Again, not that you're playing him, so it's not an issue, but Storm this week down there with all these injuries, it doesn't bode well for the Dogs, very well for the Storm.
Good place to
buy in a few weeks.
Yeah. We'll note, though, Amy Park, brilliant place to attack, like we saw last weekend. I think the last 2 games there have been 30 all nearly. 60 points a game. So
their game as well. Yeah,
actually, Karaz, he's going to be offloading and tackle busting at will. But Hutch, yeah, he's on notice, mate. He's on notice.
Boys, trades and skippers for NRL Supercoach Round 6. Desi, I know what you're thinking, and it's going to rattle a few people. You've been pretty tame this year, but I reckon this is going to work people up a bit.
You're like an addict. You can't control it. I mean, he's ready.
As soon as Spy overtook me, I was like, it's time to it's time to just crack the whip. Obviously, I've got Dom Young. Terrible trade. You know, you just got to cut your losses when something like that happens. I am actually going to trade him to the sixth most traded out player, Dylan Brown.
I like it.
Dylan Brown is coming in at 160K off his starting price. He's got the Cows, the Dolphins, and Manly. All three teams cannot defend whatsoever.
You have a lot of Dolphin hate this year. We swapped him last year. They're coming like first.
Yeah, they are coming first.
I didn't hate the Dolphins. I know. Just didn't rate them.
I still don't.
It's like your Cowboys of 2 years ago. Like, nah.
The Dolphins, I still don't rate them.
But yeah, it's a decent run, is what you're saying.
They might make the eight. They might scrape the eight, but they're not going to hold that top position for long. Manly's coming for it.
I like it. DB in.
Yeah, I think Brown, you know, he's the best 5'8 in the game. I think
Dejan Assey will help him.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it. Luke Brooks currently averaging 55, D Brown 54. So those are the top two averaging 5'8" for the season. And Dearden's about 54 as well. So they're all about the same.
Can I ask, just because this is, might be a question later. I haven't seen any questions. Can I ask it anyway?
Yeah.
So I don't want to miss it. Would you run Galvin and Strange in the 5'8" role? Given what you just said.
You could. They're the two that I actually have there right now.
Yeah.
But
I consider it, but I'm with you on Brown.
You definitely can for 1 week because Strange has the Titans.
I'm going
to
play Strange.
Oh, this week you can, absolutely.
You can just move him down to center wing and play him.
I meant for like a month. Do you just lock him in and play elsewhere?
You could,
maybe?
But I just think Brown is tried and true. He's not at his best right now, but it's going to happen. It will happen eventually. I almost wanted to do it last week. But, you know, I held off, and he's now 50K cheaper. He started at almost 800K, 642K now. I just can't resist.
Oh, get him. I'm with you, mate.
I can't resist. He's in a lot of people's teams. A lot of people are trading him out. That, for me, that's just, you know, that's my thought process is I see people trade out, I trade in.
That's how you won Supercoach, my friend.
Yeah. I have a decision to make around those halves. I've got Nico and Luke Brooks at halfback, Dill Brown and Galvin at 5'8". If I want to bring Cleary in next week, which I'm eyeing it off, I need to cut one of Dill Brown or Luke Brooks. Luke Brooks seems like the obvious one, although Dill Brown's been the mass traded one. I just like what I see from Brooks.
Whew.
And he plays the Titans next week.
Whew.
So I've basically, if I want Cleary next week, I've got Brown and what's his face, Brooksy, in a shootout this week.
I've got Brown by a mile, but he might not come good. Parra might not come good.
I kind of want them, I want them both. I'm happy enough with them, but they've we got it 55 on the weekend against Penrith. I'm like, sweet, take that. I'm not expecting the world from him against the Warriors. I've liked what I've seen from him. I really have. But look, realistically speaking, it's probably going to be Brooks to Cleary for me next week.
I think I'll do the same trade.
I'm just going to hate doing it for that Titans matchup, but
that hurts. You could just hold off 1 week on Nath. Make sure his hammies are up.
Yeah, that could be the temptation. We'll see how he goes. Spot trades.
My trade's pretty basic. So Blaise Talangi to Schiller.
That's good. Also my second trade.
Yeah. It's going to be nice seeing him rise, hopefully, $800 squillion and hopefully ton up because I'll be playing him against the Tots. The other one's what excites me. It's, Ruben Cotter out, who's done a serviceable job. Very happy with him. But it's a business, mate, and he's going to get the cut for Eli Katoa because I can shift Josh Curran up there. Love Eli Katoa. One of them last week just couldn't make it happen. Scored his double. His combination, it's actually more than Hughes and Katoa. It's Harry Grant. Use Katoa.
Yep.
Whilst mentioned in our chat last week, you just said Harry did some work early in the set, stuffed up their spacings, and by the time they hit Hughes, they were absolutely no chance, and Mam had to stand there going, it's 2-on-1. Like, how good's that? So
that's my third trade. I can't let Spy get too far ahead. I've got a boost. I'm boosting. I'm getting Eli Katoa as well.
Who for?
For Max King.
Okay.
You've only boosted one, so I don't mind it.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, you know my thoughts. Do it for sure.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that. Good to see you rattled, though.
Maddie, trades.
Yeah, I'm only doing one this week. I'll get Schiller in and I'll probably get rid of Tommy Talau. He hasn't done anything for me.
It's been disappointing, hasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I'm surprised because considering Manly been playing well. But
well, Spy, you've got a bit of a thought around this and around the left wing of the Manly Seagulls, which used to be a goldmine for try scoring, not so much this year, and Tommy Turbo.
Yeah, so I think the left wing's not as good. They had what sort of got me last week, which frustrated me, was they ran a really good play on that left edge sweep where Cooler ran a really hard old school Brad Parker line, which allowed Turbo to score. So they're going to sort out more of that. That's going to bring the left winger alive, but they just haven't been doing that as much. And that's why I didn't think Tommy would go as well against Penrith. They brought out a few little things that work pretty well. I think the right wing could be even the place to be at the moment.
Maybe.
Or not the wing, like Turbo maybe through the middle. You've got Olakau'atu, then you've got Cooler, Garrick, like maybe outside Garrick on the right wing. Right wing's good, but left wing, I don't know. But they do have the Titans next week, Matty, so maybe if you can hold on for another week, you could reassess that.
Yeah, good. For the Stallions, looking like just the one trade for me this week. I've gone boosted 2 weeks in a row and I've got a lot of players rising in value and peaking in the next week or two. Tabuai Fido, this is the litmus test for him this week. Broncos, let's see how he goes. Is he a keeper or not? We're about to find out.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, we'll find out. Ethan Strange will peak in the next few weeks. Bostock could be as soon as next week. I've got, there's a few others in there who are about to hit their top dollar. Danny Levi, the gift that keeps on giving. He'll rise soon, peak soon, I should say. So, yeah, I'm happy to sit on my hands and I'll probably trade pretty hard in the next few weeks, but I think I might just do the Talangi down to Schiller one this week. Your skipper spot?
To be determined, mate, but the options are KP, 100%. Roosters conceded 30 last week at home Thursday night.
Straight.
To be decided, but I don't mind going straight if I like him.
Yeah.
VC option could be on there. Scotty Drinks is another option versus Para. The other one is Nicho Hynes versus Matty's Bunnies. Got to be right on the cards. Freshened up after a week, but my only reservations around him are he obviously played reasonably well last game, but we're still yet to see him at his best. So does that continue? Is he on an upward trajectory or down? I'm not sure yet.
Where are you leaning?
Oh, not leaning anywhere. I'm stuck on a fence. That's nailed
boring.
Down.
Boring. Desi.
You know what? I'm always hesitant to captain the Thursday night games, but I think I'm with the Spy. It could be just Ponga. Or VC Ponga into C Hynes.
Mm.
Nice and safe.
VC is enticing, isn't it?
Yeah, VC Ponga.
Starting to get back C-Hines. Around that a bit, which scares me.
Yeah.
I'm thinking VC Kalen Ponga into captain Nicho Hynes against an absolute rabble of a club in the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Matty. What are you thinking?
I have no doubt in my mind I'm captaining Nicho Hynes.
Oh, God, that's grim. Boys, few questions before we wrap up today's show. First one from Joshua. Timmy, you beautiful man. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Flattery will get you a long way with these questions.
He just skipped past three questions and went straight to that.
I know it is. Thoughts on going early on Dave Fafita? Des, you mentioned your keen Spy. Would you go...
I'd love to, yeah, if I could do it. I actually had a little look at trying to get Fafita in instead of Katoa, but just that price difference is a reasonable amount. So if you can do it, I like it.
Do you want to – I think the Fawn getting named is massive for him.
Yeah.
I would not want to pay up over 800K for him if Fawn's out longer term. But the fact that he's been named, hopefully they've had the scans and it's all – well, they would have had scans. Hopefully it's all pretty promising. So, I mean, I don't really want to go early, but – even in a team that got belted last week, his second game of the season, his first 80-minute game, like he scored 80. Odd. I know.
He was just pushing the envelope as well. Like he knows that he has to start everything, basically.
Yeah.
So he's really trying to take the team on his shoulders.
Boys, question from AB. G'day team. Ranked 2004. Shout out to the Canterbury Bulldogs Premiers. Have gone hard on trades and happy with my start. If I have used three boosts already... would you use another to bring in Sheila for the cash gen or stay strong and hold it later? Boys, let's assume that AB's going... he's used a lot of trades. If he's used three boosts, a lot of them have probably been directed at cash. I'm willing to say that his cash gen's going half all right. Spy, you're thinking long and hard about that. Would you fourth boost for Schiller?
We
don't know what his other two traits
are. I know, but I'm just assuming it has to be a boost.
His question is boost for Schiller.
I'm leaning to yes. I don't think you want to miss out on 200-300K. Keep the momentum going in 2000.
Three boost already. I probably wouldn't do it, to be honest. You want two boosts left through the middle of the season.
I don't know if you do. Oh, sorry. Be nice, but is whatever you're going to do mid-season worth giving up 200-300K potentially?
But you could make that 200-300K in mid-season.
Could
as well.
Elsewhere. Yeah. Could. Yeah.
There's cheapies and like cash cows.
Glad I don't have that decision to make.
Four boosts this early. I don't like it, but you're in a shit position, AB. Sorry about that, mate.
Except he's 2,000, yeah, so he's 2000, can I swap you?
Yeah, but also. Yeah. Guys, question from Husey. Robson has made enough cash to essentially go straight to Grant, worth the flip for an extra 7K. I started with Reece Robson. Spy gives him shit, but you did really prick me to Reece Robson at the start of the year, and he's just the gift that keeps on giving. Mate, I wrote in my article today, Robson's killing it. Maybe I'll look to go Levi to Grant in a few weeks, but with every week you don't have Grant, is a week we get close to that origin period where you'll miss major origin bye weeks. Is every chance to rest, especially with Melbourne going well. In recent years, they haven't been as good as this year. So he's played a lot through that bye period a lot. Are going to be more chances to rest this year. I mean, firstly, mate, Robson's going better than Grant Supercoach-wise, so I'm not making that trade. And on Grant, I'm just, yeah, maybe Levi to Grant in a few weeks, but I'm not so sure.
I need to wait and see on Grant in that scenario. I'm actually in a very similar spot. I could do the same thing. He's got a back in Robson while he's killing it, don't he? He can always sell down the line.
He hasn't put a foot wrong.
He's killing it. Melbourne's been in a couple of tighter tussles recently. Not every week, but that means big minutes for Harry. Mm. If they get clear of the Bulldogs this week, for example, and South in a couple of weeks, he could easily play 65 minutes or 60 and give him a spell. They're not going to run him for 80 every week if they don't have to. But, yeah, in saying all that, if you're owning Harry Grant, you're a pretty happy dude. But
hasn't scored a try yet. He's bound to borrow for a couple.
Seasons. Oh, you'll get one. It's coming.
Yeah. We sort of.
But question, Robson's killing it. Yeah. That's the thing.
Question from Wazim. What's the plan with Hammer? I'm keeping for one more week and moving him to Cleary via Jules. Thoughts? Now, Spy, we've sort of had a bit of a chat about Hammer and saying if he comes out and kills the Broncos this week, it doesn't have to kill him. If he scores 70, 75.
Looks good.
Geez, he's going to be hard to sell. Like after his start of the season. What do you reckon, Desi? Do you see Hammer as a potential keeper, or do you think when he peaks after the, likely after this week, he's a sell?
I've never been the biggest fan of him, but he's playing well. Mm. Credit where it's due. But it's just a matter of the Dolphins are at the top of the table, right? They're not going to be at the top of the table forever. Mm. The 30s are coming for the Hammer, and they're coming sooner rather than later, I think.
I low-key want him to just get 30 this week to make the decision.
Make it easier. Yeah. You look at who Hammer's had. It's been Cowboys, Saints, Titans and Wests. Yeah. That's a hell of an opening run.
Yeah.
So if you look ahead, I think there might be a buy. Actually, might not be a buy coming, but Brisbane's the perfect litmus test to see where he's at. I just think out of all my guys, if he's going to be worth 750 and I'm a similar boat and I can go straight to Cleary by dropping Hutchison down, it's going to be hard to pass up. He'll play Origin, won't he, Hammer? He's a weapon. So if he wasn't playing Origin, that's when I'd be a bit more, let's just hold him throughout. But
I'm thinking, yeah, he could be.
Cash him in, I think.
I'm thinking he could be an easy ticket to clear next week as well. Going, what would it be? Yeah.
Like it's a semi-tough run towards Origin as well. If he had a great run, I'd just hold. But there's some tougher games in there. So yeah. I think sell pending a Broncos demolition.
Last question, boys, from Sam, not from Sam Williams. Hey, Timmy, you good-looking rooster. Oh, Sammy boy. I know Sammy played for the Green Machine, but tell us, who is the better Williams footballer out of you and Spy? Spy, I'll throw straight to you for this, mate.
I could just slag you, but I'll give you my honest answer. We're both very different players, aren't we? You're a fullback, you're quick, but I'll put you in all the space. I'm the thinker. I can ball play. I can kick you into space. So, look, obviously, if you're taking anyone, you take me because you can't win without a good seven.
Who's scoring more in a Supercoach game?
Ooh. Are you seriously thinking about that?
It's pretty tight. It's like, kind of like comparing.
I'm Scott Drinkwater and you're Chad Townsend.
I was going to say Cleary and Turbo. We do it in different ways. I'll have repeat sets, try assists, plenty of work. And I'll just put you in space for a hat-trick. So you couldn't go wrong either way.
Very diplomatic there, Spy. I'll let you off with that one. But, look, we've played a little bit of footy together in recent years, and you're right. You throw one of the best peaches I've ever seen, and it's good to be sliding out the back on the end of some of those balls. So
see you in a month. I'm done.
That will wrap it up for the SC Playbook podcast for NRL Supercoach Round 6. Guys, if you don't already, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Go and give us a follow, SC Playbook 1, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, all that good stuff. Leave us a review on Apple and iTunes and Spotify, as long as it's positive and 5-star. If it's not, save yourself the time. Guys, thanks for tuning in and have a great week.